True Timber gave trainer Jack Sisterson his second grade one of his career and this year. He also gave our guest the first elusive grade one win of his career, Kendra Carmouche. The leading rider at the recently concluded Aqueduct Fall Meet. Nice enough to join us now and spend some time with us this evening. Kendrick, thanks for joining us here on Race Day, presented by Twin Spires.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
So, it's gone pretty viral now, the video after you piloted True Timber to victory. Let's talk about True Timber first. The horse you'd ridden a couple of times. He had had some success in this race. He had finished second and third in the last couple of runnings. A horse you had ridden a couple of times. What did you think going into the Cigar on Saturday?
Well, with the weather forecast showing that it was raining, you know, I just thought that, you know, my horse would get over this racetrack pretty good. He liked the slop, got a couple good scratches out of the race, and you know, we got Mr. Bluff that goes into it where he's gonna be 1-2, and King Galamo, he was coming off the bench that he would be fresh enough coming from Gulfstream Park. And, you know, I thought I could have sit the trip, and, you know, my heart's warm up good. He was very happy in the post-parade, and he broke sharp and put me in a good spot, and I just rode him home from there.
You got the trip you wanted. You were right off the lit pace, just like you kind of just explained to us that you thought you were going to be. You took a peek back at around the, I don't know, 7/16th pole. It's not something you ordinarily do. I'm going to assume you were looking for performer. Is that correct?
Yes. You know, once I saw that horse wasn't saving ground, that mean he had to been riding to get out where he could have get going fast enough, where he could have get to any of the front runners. And once I never saw him saving ground, I just pulled the trigger.
So you pull the trigger, you open up turning for home, performer's not running, quite frankly, nobody's running. What starts going through your mind at the eighth pole?
I'm winning this race, man. I just know I lost a stake race early in the day by a head, Jose Ortiz, and beat me early in the day. I just wanted to come back and win another race, and I ended up winning a stake race, and, you know, I make my agent laugh all the time. He always asks me, man, did you see that you win a stake race at the beginning? You know, like a big stake race? Nah, I don't even know. I know I win a stake race, though. I never knew it was the Cigar Mile and my grade one all in one day. I mean, it was just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
So you come back, and, you know, America's Day of the Races covering the race. You come back. And I think a lot of people were split on this. You legitimately did not know, because you asked the groom, was this a grade one? You legitimately didn't know.
No, I don't. I don't never look at the top of the page whenever I study my program, because I feel like, you know, you can't win it until you get it. Then you can get it. Then you can look at it, you know. But, oh, man, it was just unbelievable. When it finally sinked in, it just, like, I was just speechless. I was very speechless about the whole situation that just occurred.
One of the greatest post-race interviews you're ever going to see. If you get a chance to go and watch it, it's all over YouTube and Facebook. You can go to the NYRA YouTube page and take a look. It's on Twitter. You thanked a lot of people. Talk a little bit about the career, and I mean, look, this has been the wildest year. I think I could speak for everybody pretty confidently. It's just been the wildest year, not only in racing, but in life and
in the world
and with everything that's gone on. You've been outspoken about a lot of this stuff. You know, as an African American rider, you know, you've kind of, and I think a lot of people were proud when there was all the unrest earlier this year, you kind of took the bull by the horns and you put out some videos, you know, real compelling and passionate stuff about what's going on. That had to add to this experience, I would think.
I mean, it just made me fight harder, Anthony. It made me, I had a slow year after the pandemic. I had a real good year before the pandemic, doing good. And, you know, everything slowed up for everybody, not just myself. And, you know, with everything that's happening and, you know, things going a little slow for me at the Belmont and Saratoga meet, you know, I figured leaving Saratoga, man, I just started thinking to myself, I got to start changing stuff. I got to get a little bit hungrier. You know, I put everything in one basket and just made me fight harder. And just, you know, I just want to show everybody that, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are or what racially you are. You just got to work hard. You really do just have to work hard and persevere and keep your head in the game. I mean, everybody's dreams can come true if you keep fighting for them. And, you know, and in the last 4.5-5 weeks of my career, man, I tell you what, man, it's been so amazing to win my first grade one and winning the fall title. I mean, just so many people that fought with me to get to this point.
Let's talk about some of that. You were very quick to thank your wife and kids, your parents, your in-laws. We'll talk about my man Boobzer in a minute, but you know, a lot of people I don't think know a lot about your career. Started out, well, talk us through it. You've been doing this a while now.
I mean, I've been 20 years of it. You know, I traveled the country. My dad and mom, I come from Louisiana, Vinton, Louisiana, representing in the house. You know, and you know, I just followed my dad. You know, my dad got me started as a young boy, and just rode horses around the areas of our country yards. And, you know, my dad got me on a couple of race horses, and after that was all she rode. You know, by the time I turned 16, I was ready to rock and roll. I galloped a lot of horses, rode a lot of quarter horses whenever I was a kid on the racetrack, and just learned all kind of things. And, you know, my dad and mom really just, you know, kept me into the game and just kept me focused at the beginning of my career, where I could have matured throughout my life to be who I am today. And, you know, I met my wife in Philadelphia. You know, we have two beautiful kids. I mean, my in-laws, they wonderful people. I had a best friend named Jeff in Philadelphia, Ratner, and, you know, I had a lot of good people. Curtis Harton, that was in Belmont, he was one of my best friends that kept me pushing and fighting. And, you know, it's a lot of people that I can just keep going on and on. But, you know, I don't want to forget anybody. I just want, you know, let them know that, you know, we got there this last couple of weeks, but we, you know, my fans and everybody, but we have to keep fighting. You know, it's never an end to success. Everybody once you taste it, you want more of it.
But that Kevin Boobzer character, he's okay.
Oh, I love me some Kevin Boobzer. He's a good guy, you know. I love my agent, you know, as a friend, as a buddy, you know. He's a really good guy. He was my best friend before he became an agent, and you know, he wanted to start being an agent. So me and John Breeden, formerly known as Kid, he was my ex agent, you know. He helped him, and you know, he was in Philadelphia for a couple years, and you know, we changed agents. Kid took Buster Jocks, and Buster took me, and we kept going on from there. But, you know, I want to congratulate him, too, you know, just, you know, holding it together for the best that he can for opportunities that we had this last past week. We, you know, you win some, you lose some, but overall, man, he won his first grade one and his first championship in 5 years, you know. I'm so happy for the guy.
Let's talk about the meet. Had a fantastic meet. You know, you talked about changing some stuff up. You had said this to me walking into Belmont one day towards the end of the meet in the rain. You said to me, we're going to change it up. I'm going to surprise him at Aqueduct.
God dang it. I forgot I told you this, Anthony.
Told me that walking into Belmont Park closing week in the rain. And you stayed true to your word like you usually do. Let's talk about the meet, though. You know, you talk about how you and Kevin are friends and everybody's helped you along the way. I'm sure Sunday was special. Lau Ben on a prayer for your man, Danny Velasquez. That was another great. And Danny's going to be the guest tonight. You're going from Kendrick Carmouche, 10 minutes, Danny Velasquez, trainer talk. presented by Fasig Tipton coming your way. What was that like when it lobbed in on a prayer, that Stallion Series race on Sunday?
Oh, man, that was, I mean, that sealed the deal right there for me to win the title that day. And not a better person to do that with is Danny Velasquez, one of my best friends. I rode with whenever we had the bug. You know, I've been around his family all my life. And, you know, he's like a little brother to me. And, you know, I'm just proud of him. You know, it just felt so good, you know, to win that race that day and seal the title with him. I mean, a lot of people put a lot of good horses underneath me this past couple of weeks, and I delivered, and just look forward to keep it pushing.
Talked about the struggle a little bit through the summer and fall. You win this title, and now the winter's here. Coming off a meet like this, you got to be looking forward to this time of year at the Big A.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to get back in there and fight it all over again tomorrow. You know, it's a real high, but you got to get back in and fight all over again and prove it all over again, and just keep your mind focused and just keep riding smart, man. That's you know, study and work hard. You know that. I win the title. I got a guy that sit behind me named Jose Lascano. He got kicked off last year and doing good last year. And, you know, he carried it on throughout this last couple of weeks, and I had to fight it out with him. He's my buddy. He's a good rider. I got to ride with him all winter. Can't wait, because it's going to be a fight all winter. They got a lot of young riders out there that's hungry, but, you know, it's a fight. We got to go get it.
Yeah, Katie Davis and Trevor McCarthy. Trevor coming up here for the winter as well. Kind of following that mid-Atlantic to New York, following in your footsteps a little bit. You were the king of the hill at Parks for a while, and then a handful of years ago you came up here, and you haven't really looked back. Congratulations, Kendrick, really, and best of luck going forward, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Anthony. I appreciate it, and I see you tomorrow, my brother. God bless.